The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers@krla870.com. That's newsmakers@krla870.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
Orange County District Attorney Todd Spencer has launched a multi-county public safety advertising campaign to emphasize that crime doesn't pay in Orange County. Campaign targeting thieves who commit residential burglaries, robberies, and smash-and-grab incidents. He is joining us right now to tell us about this campaign. DA Todd Spitzer, thanks for being with us again.
Hey, I'm happy to be here, Larry. You know, the exciting thing is that we put up these billboards all over Southern California to make it very, very clear that if you come to Orange County and commit crime, there's going to be severe consequences. And, you know, Orange County obviously shares a border to the north with L.A. County, and we know in L.A. County they don't prosecute crime. It's not because of the work of the good and hardworking prosecutors, the line prosecutors in the DA's office in L.A. It's because of their progressive DA who doesn't really enforce the law anymore. And so, this is a multi-message campaign. I think a lot of people believe that this is only targeted at criminals. It's also to let retailers and businesses know, owners know in Orange County, hey, we prosecute, we care about you. We want you to report the crime because people have stopped reporting theft out of frustration. And, you know, we're sending the message to the community. Like, this is a community that wants to stay safe. And I think putting out those expectations has a lot of significant meaning and impact for our residents, 3.3 million people.
Yeah. I've seen one of the billboards heading south on the 710 as you're getting close to the Orange County line. Crime doesn't pay in Orange County. And then it says, if you steal, we prosecute. You're right. Orange County is not void of crime at all. I mean, it happens there as well. You've had some smash and grabs in your county. I was actually in a Newport Beach pharmacy that I saw two people walk into covered in hoodies and trash bags, and they started scooping things into their bag, and everybody just kept minding their own business, and they walked out. You're right. Businesses are at the point of feeling like, maybe why say something? You know, they're not going to prosecute. California's laws are so low, you'd have to steal so much to make it worth something. If somebody walks into an Orange County pharmacy and scoops up under $900 worth of stuff, can you prosecute?
No, we absolutely can prosecute them. The problem is it's a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor in California today is a cite and release. It's a ticket with a promise to appear. It's not an arrest. We need a felony for that. One of the things I'm working on, and I'm the Orange County co-chairman of, is an initiative drive to reverse some of these ill effects of Prop 47. And we're at 600,000 signatures. We need to get to 800,000. We have about a month left. And we are expecting that initiative to be on the November ballot. But a lot of the tools that we had as police and law enforcement in the past have been taken away after Prop 47 was passed in 2014. And as you know, the governor wants to close prisons. He supported legislation to make California laws very, very difficult to prosecute. I don't care what he says. He says that Prop 47 is not the problem. And yet, he sent the National Guard and our attorney general sent prosecutors to Alameda County, to the city of Oakland specifically, because crime is out of control there. And as you know, In-N-Out Burger decided to close and they won't do business in Alameda County in Oakland specifically because crime is out of control. Clorox products and Kaiser Permanente that have their headquarters in Oakland don't even let their employees go out to lunch. And they have armed guards there. I mean, there are certain communities that are just simply out of control. And my sign and billboard campaign is to effectuate a very strong message. We are not Los Angeles. We're not Oakland. We're not San Francisco before they got rid of their last district attorney because he was so soft on crime. Like, this is a county that's worth preserving. And more importantly, California is worth preserving and protecting. And our signature gathering, for example, just so you know, is in 3 hours, I did a signature gathering drive at the Honda Center and collected over 1,300 signatures. Over 1,000 cars drove through the Honda Center in under 3 hours. That people are just begging to be safe again in California.
How can they sign this? Where can they go? What website? What do they need to do to get this?
Well, this has to be done in person. Signatures have to be gathered in person. And so there are signature gatherers at local malls. Walmart is one of our biggest sponsors. They've been in for $1.5 million to help us with signature gathering. Target, Home Depot, the big, big stores are getting ripped off, you know, constantly, and they know we need a fix. So if when you go shopping at any of these big box retail stores, look for signature gatherers. They are there in front of the stores.
Yeah. You definitely noticed a change over the last few years that everything's locked up. If you want shaving products, for example, you've got to go get someone to go get it for you because they're sick and tired of it walking out the door. I mean, it's just terrible. Hey, there's another crime I want to ask you about, this tourism crime, where people allegedly in gangs from other countries fly in, burglarize homes, L.A. and Orange County, and are out of here before you even know it. What's the deal with that?
Well, I mean, I'm so glad you brought this up. We just, through Irvine Police Department, several days ago, arrested three individuals who are here from the country of Chile. We believe they came in through the border and not through what's this electronic travel authorization program. It's not a visa. But you can literally go online from any country in the world, pay $21 in U.S., and you can be granted the permission to fly into the United States for up to 90 days at a time, and this authorization is good for 2 years. Most of these people lie, let me just tell you, just from the country of Chile alone, 350,000 Chileans came into the United States alone from that country last year. So this is a big deal. And Homeland Security is responsible for screening these individuals when they make this application online. The country of Chile has violated that agreement despite the fact that the United States is not enforcing it on Chile. And Chileans are coming here with criminal backgrounds. They generally pick destinations like Disney World in Florida. They fly there saying they're going there for the amusement park. And instead, they meet up with other organized criminals. They traverse the United States before they get to California, and they burglarize homes all the way across the United States. Three Chileans were just arrested. We've arrested hordes of Chileans coming here on this visa, and they're here, not the 350,000, not many, many good Chileans, but a large, large group of organized criminals from Chile are coming here to burglarize our homes. And thank goodness we had three of them arrested. And this is the thing. This is the billboard campaign. Like, for example, if those Chileans were arrested in L.A., we don't know their criminal background, right? Because I already explained that's being violated. We don't know that. If we knew their criminal background, that SDOT authorization would probably be denied. But when they come here, whether it's through the border or through the SDOT program, we got $500,000 bail on these individuals. I am promising you, if that was Los Angeles, they would be out and we'd never see them again. So when we get these people that we know are organized crime, we go to court, we make our arguments, and we do everything we can to keep them in custody. Yeah. So they have to answer for the charges, and then hopefully they'll be deported after they serve their time.
All right, you mentioned bail. What about halfway houses? I remember seeing a story recently about an individual who allegedly has committed some heinous crimes, like walking away from the third time from a halfway house. Are you aware of those stories? What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, so that guy's name's Ike Souser. He's presently on the loose. Law enforcement is trying to apprehend him. He absconded from probation. He killed his mother when he was 13. He was prosecuted as a juvenile, but it was a public proceeding. At one point, he was housed in our Orange County jail. He made a shank out of a cafeteria plastic tray. We prosecuted him and convicted him for that. While he was in juvenile hall, he assaulted three correctional officers. We prosecuted him for that, but a judge dismissed those charges. And he's escaped from juvenile hall twice when he was a kid. We apprehended him for that. He absconded from probation as an adult. We apprehended him on that. And then most recently, he was only sentenced to 90 days on a probation violation and a new crime, and for tagging and graffitiing an underpass over $1,000 worth of damage. And an Orange County judge only gave him 90 days. And when he finished that time, he was released to a transitional halfway house. And then he failed to report to probation, and he's on the run again.
So it seems like if I were king, and I'm not, that there are certain people who should just never be let out if they're that bad, if they keep doing it. But the law just lets you just only do so much. And if you get judges who only go so far, you can do all you do to prosecute, and they're still out there.
Well, it's a combination, right? We all have our lanes. I'm part of the executive branch. We are the law enforcement entity that brings charges and prosecutes charges. The judicial branch, people are very aware of the power of the judiciary. If you have soft on crime judges or lenient judges, our governor is presently appointing so many public defenders to the bench who still bring their mentality as criminal defense attorneys, protecting and trying to defend and get off these criminals, that so many of them now are on the bench. That's not the case in this Ike Sauser. The latest judge actually was a former prosecutor. I don't expect judges to, I expect them only to be fair and just call balls and strikes. And once they become a judge after either become, you know, having been a prosecutor or a defense attorney, they don't wear those hats anymore. Their job is to do justice. When we get this Ike Sauser back into custody, and we will, it'll be very interesting to see what a judge does. If another judge simply slaps him on the wrist again, then you're going to hear a lot from me about that judge.
Indeed. Todd Spitzer, we enjoy hearing a lot from you. You need to be on our show on a more frequent basis. Can you do that?
Well, I'm always happy to be here. And I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate. I got a lot to talk about. It's fortunate because I'm happy to do it, and I think it's important to educate the public. I'm unhappy about the fact I have so much crime to talk about.
Well, we'll have you back. Todd Spitzer, DA Todd Spitzer, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.